Yaakov Emden explains that this pasuk of B'chari Yom V'Arachecha, I'll bless you every day, is a reference to the mitzvah of making 100 brachas every single day. Brachas are the device that Chazal used to increase God consciousness in our lives. Whenever we encounter a new situation, we take pleasure from something in the world. We enjoy something. We have a wow moment. We see something special or unusual. We make a bracha. In our davening, it's made up of brachas. Be it Birkas Hashacha, Psukid Zimra, the Amida, Birkas Kriyashma, the Amida. It's all brachas. Baruch Ata Hashem, standing in front of Hashem. Referring to him as the source of all blessing. Requesting there should be more blessing of him in the world. And more than that, actually creating more godliness in the world as a result of us calling out to him, of being aware of him, being conscious of him. 100 brachas a day. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach. Al Tikra Ma'el Ameah. 100. 100 points of God consciousness every single day. The idea of making a bracha is that Hashem is hidden. He's the Melech Ha'ilam. He's the king, but he's concealed. By making a bracha, by calling out in his name, by blessing his name, we're revealing Hashem, taking him out of his place of concealment, revealing him into the world, by uniting him with his creations, be it the food that we enjoy, be it the remarkable sight, the mountains, the sea, the Birkas HaShevach, the Birkas HaRi'iyah. We're connecting ourselves and our lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The truth is, when a person says B'chol Yom V'Arachecha, they can have in mind that Hashem should give us this gift, that we should constantly be able to say 100 brachas a day. And we should say 100 brachas in the way that we should, not just blurting them out, not just mumbling them, but saying them with kavana, saying them with simcha. Realizing that every time we have the privilege of being able to fulfill this avodah of V'Arachecha, and blessing Hashem, we come close to Hashem. And because brachas are such a constant in our lives, it means no matter what else is going on in our life, those points of God consciousness are constant. Whatever the situation, whatever the weather, whatever our mood. But the Shemri Amunah says, once happened with Rabbi Elimelech of Luzhansk, was thinking about Cheshbon HaNefesh, thinking about his life, he realized he was kind of feeling more downtrodden or lowly than anybody else. He was thinking about how low he is. And he got into quite a sad, depressive state. And he saw a flask of wine. And through Ribbono Shel Olam, even if I haven't fulfilled my obligations to you all of my life, but right now, I'm just going to make one bracha with all my strength. This is Rabbi Elimelech on his level. He takes the glass of wine and makes Borei Pri HaGafen with all of his intent and all of his kavana and all of his strength, and that restored him back to a sense of emotional and spiritual equilibrium. We're not Rabbi Elimelech. We might not have such ups and downs. But we certainly can do that. Use a bracha as a tool to hang on to be able to focus, to be able to connect. There's so many opportunities for it every single day because B'chol Yom V'Arachecha.